You're listening to SBS News.
Hobart locals and sailing enthusiasts welcome the winner of the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race at 1:37 a.m. on Wednesday at Constitution Dock in Hobart. The 100-foot Supermaxi Blackjack crossed the River Derwent finish line under the cover of darkness. Blackjack's time of 2 days, 12 hours, 37 minutes and 17 seconds was the slowest since 2004. Blackjack skipper Mark Bradford says more than a decade of hard work and dedication has finally paid off.
Yeah, it was tough in the beginning. The first 30 hours was pretty rugged and then it lightened out. But great to get the win. Pete and I have been working on this for 14 years. Yeah, 14 years, so it means a lot. We had a tough race with both the other boats. We dropped Scallywag near the end for a bit, but she came back, and then Law Connect was right there the whole way. They led us for a bit, but we clawed it back at the end, and when it gets light, this boat's so special, so yeah.
Blackjack had been locked in a tight three-way tussle down Tasmania's east coast with runner-up Law Connect and third place, SHK Scallywag 100. Law Connect finished about 2.5 hours behind Blackjack after this year's fleet was decimated by rough seas, with 36 of the 88 strong starting field forced to retire. Blackjack previously claimed line honours in the 628 nautical mile Blue Water Classic in 2009 under the name Alfa Romeo. It finished fifth in the most recent Sydney to Hobart in 2019 and was second to Wild Oats 11 by 28 minutes in 2018. For the first time, owner Peter Harburg was not aboard the Blackjack yacht and instead greeted his team at Constitution Dock.
Well, Mark's been there before, but this is the first time our campaign, our journey has been successful. How does it feel? Well, we'll both be in tears if you any time.
Quite emotional then.
Oh, it is very, very emotional. Yeah, I mean, it is the grand prize of yachting in Australia. And for me, it's the first time I've been involved in the winning team. For Mark, he's done it before, but very special. You can't describe it in words. You really can't. It's just so emotional.
Celebrations were subdued, with crew members not allowed to disembark until they had a confirmed negative rapid antigen COVID-19 test result. Some 40 boats remain at sea. Third place Sydney to Hobart Supermaxi, SHK Scallywag 100, was forced to sail without electronics and instruments after rough seas wreaked havoc early in the race. The 100-foot boat crossed the finish line at 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday, almost 3 hours behind Blackjack. Skipper David Witt, who ticked off his 25th Blue Water Classic, says he was proud of his crew for keeping the boat in the race up until Tasman Light.
Really happy we got here. We had a lot of problems, crew did an amazing job. On the other hand, it's really disappointing. We've been trying to win this race for a long time and put a lot of money, and the sponsors spent a lot of money on this boat. COVID's really bitten us in the ass, so to speak. We have, I live in Hong Kong, I don't live here. So we've had to leave the boat in Australia, and we haven't been able to prepare as well as we probably would have liked to, and it's come back to bite us, really. But encouraging the crew are fantastic, did a great job, kept it together, and the boat was fast enough this time, we just couldn't keep it together. And then we lost all electronics, and then we sailed three-quarters of the race with no instruments at all on 100-footer, so that's a pretty difficult thing to do.
Christian Beck, the owner and skipper of second-placed Law Connect, which held the lead at times off Tasmania's east coast, says it was by far his toughest Sydney to Hobart. Veteran navigator on Stephen Racing, Carl Crawford, says conditions are some of the worst he has experienced in his career.
We found four very big holes, and we parked up four separate times, one at Cape Barron Island.
One at Cape Barron Island.
Yeah, one off Fraser Bay Peninsula.
One off.
And then another one this morning off Mariah Island.
And Mariah.
Yeah. So what happened was, the big picture was that the boats came down with pressure in a northerly, like Chinese Whisperer and the TPs. We were parked, going around in circles for, 5 hours, and we were just dead in water. So they basically sailed up to us, and now the wind has filled in an hour ago from the south, and we're on the wind now with a jib, and it's getting windier. and like I said, we're about 9 miles. We're 9 miles from Tasman Island.
The focus now shifts to the overall winner of the Tattersall Cup, Australia's most prestigious sailing prize, awarded to the ultimate winner of the handicap competitions based on the length, shape, weight, and sail dimensions of the yacht. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.